Hello, women of power and spirit. Today we continue our exploration of It's All About the Who. And let's get started with this particular prescription. Notice the wonderful people coming into your life today and discover the magical reason for your connection. Now, I know this prescription probably seems fairly obvious, but when you are engaging in creating a new chapter of your life, this matters a lot more than you might think at first blush. When you are contemplating your purpose, the question we usually ask is, what am I here to do? That's true even if we already know our purpose and we're expanding into another chapter of that purpose. We ask, well, what will I do? When you're thinking about what, here's the tricky thing. It can lead you into this morass of thoughts about what career or activity you should be engaged in. And that is helpful to a certain degree, but there are endless, limitless possibilities about the what. I'd like to suggest you ask a different question to take you even further in understanding your purpose or the direction you are going. Ask yourself, who are you here to serve? Who are you here to work with and spend your time with? Whether you are looking to step into your purpose in terms of your life fulfillment, your career, or some part of your purpose right now is meeting your partner or healing yourself, for example, there is a way that you can explore this question, who am I here to be with? Who am I here to serve? That can open up some possibilities for you. So let's start with purpose as it relates to career. When you are expanding an existing business or creating a new business or expanding within a given career, notice who already comes into your life for help. Even subtly, even across the kitchen table. Maybe you're not in your chosen field yet, or you're not sure what that field is. Notice who is coming and sitting down in the kitchen with you. Notice who you are spending time with on the phone. These connections are telling a story about you. Notice who you help the best. Ask yourself, who benefits the most from your assistance, wisdom, talents, or insights? It might be people, animals, the planet, or some combination of these. Is it your boss, other employees, a board of directors, clients, potential users, new users of your product or services, professional colleagues? Do you like to work with people coming into the business or company for the first time? Do you like to work with long-term employees, professionals? You like to be with the people in human resources or the scientists or researchers or customer service or marketing? You like to be maintaining systems and working with people who do that or improving systems. Maybe you like to be with innovators or volunteers. You like to spend time with people who have shared interests, common values, and education, more than likely. So take a look at who you serve now, whether that's in the business place, at a job you've had in the past, or literally sitting at your kitchen table or who you're talking to on the phone. Who do you love to spend time helping? Who do you see yourself spending time with? Entrepreneurs, artists, parents, kids, people in crisis, animals and animal lovers, gardeners, innovators. Be creative. Write it down. Who are these people that you already love to spend time with and who benefit from spending time with you? Then ask yourself, how can you best serve these people with your current talents, your skills, and your interests? what are the qualities in these people that you love that draws you to them and them to you? The same thing applies if a part of your purpose right now is meeting your partner or healing yourself. If you're looking to find your beloved, notice the personalities of people already in your life. That's who you already attract. Are there people that embody the qualities you value? Your partner might or might not be among them, but recognizing those qualities can help you set up an inner field that attracts your beloved. As we talked about in our last session, you embody those qualities, and those qualities are drawn to you, and you are drawn to them. So if you're in a place where you're attracting partners who aren't quite right, and you say, well, they're too this or they are too that, that's great. Usually the first thing we see is what is not working. The next question to ask yourself is, what do you like? What did you like about that individual? What do you like about innovators, for example? What do you love about innovators? Why is having a partner who is also an innovator important to you? Or this is a partner who loves to garden or loves the earth or loves to be outdoors or loves animals, whatever it is, those qualities are significant to you. That's a place where you have commonality and values that are complementary to each other. So notice, you can even attract your partner by looking at the friends in your life. Who are the friends you really like to spend time with? Or who is the counselor you like to spend time with? Who is a model of that beautiful bundle of energy and qualities that says, oh, those kind of qualities are important to me? And that's important in relationship. And then develop those qualities within you so they have more attracting power. If you are healing, notice who you are inviting in to help you. Who is that? What do they value? What do you value about them? What qualities do they embody? And when you're with them, do you feel like you thrive? Do you feel like you matter? That your feelings, your opinions, your beliefs are important to them? They may have other perspectives to bring to the table, and that's awesome. That's true in partnership, and that's true in our business relationships and our careers. We certainly want and need people who perceive things differently from us. That's true. We also want to have a sense that we are valued as we are, and we are valued for what we bring to the table. So you can cultivate that quality in your life, those qualities in which you feel as though you thrive. Maybe you really thrive in a slower pace. Maybe you really thrive in your healing when you are with individuals who have great scientific information and intuitive insight at the same time. Maybe you thrive with energy healers. Maybe you thrive within a medical system and perspectives that are more scientifically based. Maybe you thrive in either or any environment as long as you feel as though what you have to offer, what you are observing about your healing journey is treated with respect. I suggest you actually take time to write those qualities down and give them the merit that they deserve. And remember that you are building this camaraderie with people who are there to support you in your healing. When you're looking for your beloved, the same thing. You are looking to attract these beautiful, like-minded, like-hearted individuals in which you feel like you come alive. You are a spark to them and they are a spark to you. When you're looking at your purpose in terms of your career and the work that you will be doing in the world, consider those qualities in which you feel like what you have to offer in the world is significant and useful and helpful. Those are the environments in which we really feel like we are alive and thriving and on purpose. It comes with the who's. When you know who the who's are, then you can ask the question, and how can I best serve them? How can I best be in relationship with them? So if it's career, how can I serve them? What is the best vehicle for me with my talents and interests and the resources available to me? And that can include other people who are partners and co-workers in your sacred journey, that together you can create something, even if it's inside a job. Sometimes you can be an innovator, you can be a creator inside that job experience, so that you are serving even better in a way that suits you. How can you serve others best with your unique talents, with your unique resources, with a unique collection of individuals that you get to spend time with? The same with your beloved. Then how can you connect with someone who shares those values? Is it an online dating service? Are you looking to get involved with some animal rights movements where you're going to meet some animal lovers, for example? Or is it spending time at the dog park, right? Walking your dog, knowing that in that dog park are other people who love dogs. How could you expand your world to connect in new and fun ways? The same thing if you're healing. How could you expand that world that you are in so that you are attracting more and more people who are truly supportive in your journey of healing? You feel supported in the way that you want to heal, with the qualities and values that are significant to you. These are all ways in which we are nurturing our sense of fulfillment. So I would invite you to really think about this prescription. Notice the wonderful people coming into your life today and discover the magical reason for your connection. What are they showing you about you? And what are they showing you about what you value and the qualities that are most important to you? And then let's take that value that others bring to your life, and we'll bring that sense of their value into our meditation. And I'll see you there.